In today's gospel, Jesus commissions the 11. Notice it says the 11 because of what happened to Judas. They had not yet chosen Matthias as the 12th. He says, go into the world and evangelize. Preach and teach all that I have taught you to all creation. He says, the man who believes in it and accepts baptism will be saved. The man who refuses to believe will be condemned. Therefore, after hearing the word of God, it is our choice to accept it or to deny it. Our Lord uses a rather harsh word when he says condemnation, but he means exactly what he's saying. Come with me and you'll have eternal life. As we move on in the gospel, Jesus proclaims, signs like these will accompany those who have professed their faith, but they must use my name to expel the demons, speak the new languages, drink deadly things that would cause harm, and the sick upon whom they lay their hands will recover. Notice what our Lord had said, signs. He had also told us, the Jews seek signs, and the Greeks seek wisdom. But signs to the Jews meant miraculous things that they had seen with their own eyes, wondrous deeds. The perfect example of what our Lord set down concerning the signs and using my name in the Acts of the Apostles. St. Peter was called before the religious leaders in the temple. He's along with another apostle. They admonish him. The religious leaders of the Jews had said, didn't we tell you not to use that man's name anymore? They didn't really know what to do with him. So they let him go out. But they told him again, they admonished him, remember, don't talk in that man's name. And what happens? As he's leaving the city by the gates, a lot of people who were ill, crippled, blind, they would seek alms at the city gates. And there was one such man there, and he's asking for alms from Peter. And Peter says to him, silver and gold I have none, but in the name of Jesus Christ, arise and walk. And the gospel tells us, the man rose and he walked in the name of Jesus Christ. The gospel goes further and tells us that Jesus rises to heaven, is exalted by his heavenly Father to the right hand. That's another significant thing for the Jewish people, to sit at the right side. That's the most honorable position. So in the celestial court, Jesus is the most honored. As the gospel ends, it tells us the 11 preached everywhere to confirm their message and the signs that accompanied them. Jesus was with them. Even from heaven, our Lord was in their presence. I want to say congratulations and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are here. And we may have one or two expectant mothers. We congratulate you. It's not an easy thing for a man to define motherhood. But when I sat down and I thought about it, you'd be surprised what God gives you. While we respect our fathers as the patriarch and head of the family, we love our mothers as the matriarch who runs the family. Any good man knows a mother is the centerpiece of the family. Each mother has a spiritual bond. She can have 5 children, 10 children, a spiritual bond with each child, something a man cannot experience. A mother tries to instill a moral compass as to the good things in life that begin with God for their children. A woman's vocation and sacrifice as a mother is the greatest dedication in humanity. And a mother's love for the physical, emotional, and spiritual upbringing of their children is without equal. And for each mother here, grandmother, maybe somebody is a great-grandmother, I say this to you. May your children and your children's children call you blessed all the days of your life. When Father is near the end of the Mass today, near the conclusion, he will give a blessing to all mothers at that time. Thank you.